This is the Kinky Cast Community Spotlight. This content is intended for adults. Community Spotlight is a monthly feature to bring kinky communities together. This month we feature Raven of the Citadel in San Francisco. Here's Woody.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to another edition of Community Spotlight here on the Kinky Cast. Today we have Raven from the San Francisco Citadel on the line. How are you, Raven?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. You know, there's big exciting things coming up very soon this month at the Folsom Street Fair.
Yes, there is. We have a lot going on at Citadel and throughout the community because of Folsom coming up.
Tell us a little bit about what the Citadel is.
The Citadel is an 8,000 square foot community dungeon. We not only have play parties every Friday and Saturday night, some of them themed, some of them geared towards certain demographics. We also have educational classes as well. In a couple of weeks, we have someone coming in and teaching self-suspension. The first of the month, we always have a newcomers class that teaches anybody who hasn't been to a dungeon or is new to the scene what the etiquette is in a dungeon, all of the different organizations that are within the San Francisco area. So we do a lot of community outreach and not only help the newbies, but also help those of us who have been around for a while.
The Citadel's been around San Francisco for a while.
It actually opened December 21st of 2003. So there's been three different incarnations of it, or three different spots for it. It started out on 8th Street and then it moved to Mission. There was a short little couple months jaunt on 6th Street, but we don't really count that one. And now we are at 181 Eddy Street in the Tenderloin.
That is really cool. And that's a big space, 8,000 square feet in San Francisco. Yikes.
Yes, it is huge. Every time I walk into it, it's kind of breathtaking. It's a beautiful space.
I personally look forward to seeing it when I'm out there for a Folsom Street Fair. You got a big event that Saturday before.
Yes, we have the pre-Folsom party, which is actually hosted by Shay and Stefanos, who are amazing at hosting parties. They're two of my best party hosts. They will be having performers and all kind of little tidbits for people. It should be a pretty amazing party that they're having. And it goes a little bit longer than most of the parties. Most of our parties are from 8 to 1. Their parties typically go till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Closing down with the bars. Wow.
Pretty much.
The Citadel has really become kind of a mainstay in San Francisco and is currently the biggest dungeon around the area.
Yes, it's one of the longest running dungeons also. We've been through a lot of ups and downs, but we always seem to stick around. We have people that come from all over the world to see Citadel. I mean, I have people, last weekend I had people there from France that came specifically to see Citadel. I have people that come from Poland. I actually have an instructor that comes in from Australia to teach for me. We're kind of an international dungeon, getting people from all over the world.
A destination dungeon.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, I like it. Very good. The South Bay had some dungeons for a while, and they came and went over the years. But you've certainly been the anchor for the community there.
Yeah, we try to be. You know, as with any business, as with any community spot, you know, there's people that may have issues or may think things should be a certain way. We try to take into consideration everybody's thoughts and feelings. We try to provide the safest space that we possibly can. If there are issues, I try to nip them in the bud. I have kind of a zero tolerance policy right now. If people are aggressively cruising or doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, they're escorted off the premises. I don't put up with it. You know, there's a right way and a wrong way of being in the scene. And I definitely want everyone to feel safe.
That's really important now. And I visited dungeons all around the country, and they all seem to have little bits of drama.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to make it through it.
Yep. You get this many people together. I was in the military, and any organization or any group that get numerous people together, you're going to have drama. It happens because nobody agrees 100%. One of the things that has really helped me is I have an amazing manager who is also the current reigning Miss SF Leather. Her name's Rika. We're kind of like a yin and yang. Whenever I'm having an issue, she calms me down. Whenever she has an issue, I calm her down. It brings kind of a balance to Citadel, which works out really well.
San Francisco is so diversified in its communities, LGBTQ on up the alphabet ladder there. And so you service all of these people.
Yes, I actually belong to the queer community. I myself identify as a two-spirited person.
A Native American style.
Yes, I'm also Native American. So I try to make the space welcoming to all. I want everyone to have the best time possible when they come to Citadel. And I want them to have a memorable experience so they tell their friends.
And that's fantastic. You know, I'll be traveling with a heterosexual group, but I know that Folsom Street Fair is certainly tilted toward the gay men's and also lesbian crowd.
Yes, they have specific spots for both. They have the playground for the women's area and then the men's community that come through and show their best.
Enjoy watching the men's show that they put on there on Folsom Street, like kicking in the nuts and stuff like that. They're really serious about it.
Oh, yes, they are. They do some of the edgier play.
Yeah, well.
But it's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. And, you know, it's just you and 100,000 of your closest friends. So.
Yep, pretty much.
All great fun. And Folsom Street Fair, Sunday the 29th, there is events going that whole week leading up to it. It's called Folsom Street Week, and it's a pretty amazing thing.
Yes, actually, I have 4 parties going on that weekend. Starting on Thursday, there's also my rope group that has a rope thing on Tuesday. So I pretty much have things going almost every day that week, except for Wednesday, which I'm still looking to fill.
Yes, it's certainly a busy time. Well, we look to bring the Kinky Cast microphone there and pick up some of the ambiance.
Yes, it would definitely be a great show for you guys to put out there.
Yeah, we have some interviews scheduled with several community leaders, and we're going to do a man on the street interviews right on Folsom Street. But we would certainly love to come and see you at the dungeon and get a flavor of what's going on there in a more, crowded environment.
Yes, I'm expecting it to be very crowded. Folsom weekend is very crowded for us. We pretty much hit capacity.
And what is capacity?
Our limit is 347 people, and we've had times where we've had to have people wait at the door until other people have left for people to come in.
It's such an exclusive club. It's like Studio 54.
Pretty much. It's definitely gotten a name.
Got to put the velvet ropes out on the sidewalk, you know?
I might just do that, just for Folsom.
You know, we really do appreciate you serving community, and that's what Community Spotlight's all about. The Bay Area is such a large and diverse community, and offering a large dungeon to play in is a real amazing thing.
It amazes me every weekend, because I'm there every weekend, sometimes during the week. And every time we have a party, I just kind of stand in the middle of the dungeon going, wow, this has really been going for all of these years and it's still going strong. And that's the main reason why I bought it, was I wanted to continue. It's where so many people have found themselves and found who they are and where they belong. I've had so many people come to me and say, this is my home. So how could I let all these people's home just go by the wayside when I could actually do something about it? And so I bought it. And now for the next 20 years, it'll be my baby. And hopefully, you know, hundreds of more people will find their way.
And you get to stand in the middle of it and soak up the energy.
Yes, it definitely has some amazing energies on most nights.
I certainly look forward to seeing that and seeing you in San Francisco coming up here at the end of the month. I just want to remind our listeners, this is Raven from the Citadel Dungeon in San Francisco. What a place to be. You want to give that address one more time?
We are at 181 Eddy Street in San Francisco. Come see us any weekend. We are open, but definitely come see us Folsom for our pre-Folsom party on Saturday and our women's party on Sunday. And just as a side note, Sunday is also my birthday.
Happy birthday then. And do you have a website for us?
Yes, sfcitadel.org.
All right.
And my email address is raven@sfcitadel.org. You can get me there at any time.
Fantastic. We will see you soon. Our audience, this is how they do it in San Francisco.
Join us next month for more focus on clubs, play spaces, and munches in your area.